That's what we do.
There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hitting in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad guy, I'm a few types. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, true and true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to a very special grunt-inducing game day edition from the La Carrier. I have the Rock Out of Podcasting, Charles McFall, along with the nicest guy in podcasting, Brian Ibbett.
That's right. The trick is to make sure that you have more people on the left side of the screen when you end the match than on the right side of the screen, Charles.
I was very unaware of that tactic. I appreciate so for the podcast listeners, I don't know how long this will be up on Twitch, and actually I'm going to try to get kicked over to our YouTube page. Twitch is supposed to automatically send it to YouTube, but for some reason it's not, and I'm not sure what to do about that, so we're still working on it. And we don't promote the YouTube page because we're not getting any content put on it because this stuff is not working appropriately. However, what's going on today on twitch.tv/TheHelicarrier, we're doing a very special live stream of our respective PvP games. So you're going to get a lot of fun banter. We still have, speaking of, it did automatically roll, but I muted you. Ha ha.
Oh.
We have audio from Kingfisher, from PokeProf, from Anado, and we have an email or two to read. And MAA2 today, the Deuce, not going to happen separately.
We're going to join them. Yeah, we're going to merge the streams. We're going to, you know.
Don't cross the streams, man.
Venkman be damned. We're going to cross the streams.
It worked, didn't it? It worked. That's what they had to do to win.
That's right. That's right. Oh, I forgot to check. He's got warding essence. So no debuffs. If you haven't guessed, it's going to be a lot of that. Oh, dang it. I forgot to check. I had despair. Why did I use a heal? Brr.
Yeah, this might be a very educational show for those getting to watch. I'm going to pull the chat back up to cover my recording. All right, yeah, there's some people there. I will not be typing crap in the chat room, just to tell you. I might glance over and respond audibly, but fingers are big. And there he goes. There's my friend Alan Anderson going, "Hey, look, I'm in Adamantium, and I want to chat with you." I'm like, "Dude, I'm in Diamond League."
So let's, you know, why don't we open the show with talking about PvP? Because there's some, you know, obviously Cloak and Dagger is the upper game meta. But it's funny, I don't see Cloak and Dagger always paired with the same heroes. Sometimes they're paired with Null, Kurth, Angrier, like one of those three. That seems to be the most common. I think just people having Null, Kurth, and Angrier on their team is still really, really consistent this season. But there have been a couple Cloak and Daggers that I've seen paired with Rescue and Invisible Woman that seem to do really well. Like it seems like a good solid team up if you've got them EI sewed and AI sewed, right? Oh, there's nothing more fun, by the way, than when you've got Despair on the other team and the guy uses either Alluring Light or the cube healing deal, and you just watch those zero numbers go clunk, 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 clunk. Like drop on the drop and bounce.
Mine make the tink to tink sound.
Do they?
Yeah, that's.
Do you play with audio on?
Nope, that's all in my headcanon.
Okay.
Do you play with audio on? No.
I know who does, right?
Yeah. I mean, they, honestly, I'd rather them spend the budget on everything else than on. Oh, they made all the audio over four years ago when they got ready to launch this thing, and it's all 8-bit Facebook audio. Because I'm sure they can't do big files on Facebook. I don't imagine. Right. I don't know. So, no. It's. I don't need a...
Those are the noises you do in game.
No, those are the noises the game does. Oh, have you ever heard a shot? Yes. It's not a... Right. Blam! It's a...
Yeah. It almost sounds like Michael Winslow from Police Academy doing explosion noises and stuff like that.
Quick plug, since it came up in the chat room.
Sure.
Somebody asked it. Agent Areno said, did we cover the whole Hydra cap thing last week, or will we do that now? And I went ahead and typed in breaking the panel. We covered it over there.
Yeah.
So go to giantsizeteamup.com/breaking the panel. You can, of course, subscribe to iTunes and find it on Blog Talk Radio. But yeah, we actually dove in on that. It was a great discussion, and check it out.
Cool. Yeah, not really something we want to talk about here. Number one, because there's some spoiler aspects to it.
Yeah.
Dang it, I had Angrier down to 88 health points, and he skittering.
I'll skitter his darkness.
There you go.
Now, anybody wants to take a shot at building me a better team that will let me win Adamantium in an hour and 2 minutes, by all means, I will take advice.
Yeah.
Because as you saw in Diamond League, somebody took me out. And I was like, well, are you kidding me? How does that even, that's not even physically possible. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to tell you. Oh, I've got him down to, he's back down to 94 hit points. And there we go. Schloop.
I kind of want to watch the video feed because I want to see your game at the same time. But that's going to like create a time paradox thing.
Right.
Whole universe.
Yes, I'm at 1680 now, so I'm feeling pretty good. An hour and a minute remaining, so
yeah,
can I lose 130 points in an hour? Probably.
And you know what? Let's discuss that. Let's discuss the, still this whole idea of defensive losses. Kingfisher posted a 300 and I think 50 point loss overnight from last night.
Right,
to today.
A 300 he was saying.
It was over. Yeah, it's right around 300. So yeah,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and I had 150 overnight. Wow, this person has 30,000 HP on all of their characters. And I bet they've got warding. Yep, prevents debuffs. So I'm just going to go straight to the Blackest Void and take that off. Bye-bye.
I've thought about throwing the Mystic in my current lineup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Here's what I don't get. When I lose, I don't always know why. You know, the team you saw me where you're like, oh, the team, you know, have more people on the left side of the screen than the right. Well, don't know why that, I don't know why that tore me up. I really don't.
Well, you have the Lantern of Doom, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess I won't bring that up.
No, I just didn't have the money. I was like, yeah. Right. I understand that if it's a game changer, and I had to debate on buying the gold sale, because I needed gold to buy it when it was on sale.
Oh, right, and you didn't have enough gold, so you were going to end up buying actual gold and not getting a discount on it.
And I was at a position, like, I love playing my Playdom tax, but right now, I had this whole past weekend coming up, and I had, it's like, and now I need to plan for real life. And because I don't cry in the shower anymore like I used to after I lose Adamantium. I've gotten used to the abuse.
Yeah, well, after waiting who knows how long to finally get Hellcat, I decided, all right, I'm plugging away, you know. And I tried to get it. I got into Adamantium about 5 days ago, but just overnights keep taking me back to Vibranium.
I was going to ask if you were able to keep it or fight for it. Yeah, obviously, you had to fight for it.
I've had to fight for it every day. Now,
this is the first Electra I've seen on the other side of the square arena here.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, well, usually I'm running Electra on my team, and I go up a lot against Victor and Be Right Back. But
yes,
Batteryville, there's it.
I do love the Be Right Back.
He's cool. He's just sometimes the math just doesn't add up on these things. I don't know.
Right. I had available was a couple of single target attacks and my two healing things. And because I've got despair, I decided not to use those. Oh man, that all enemy attack from Cloak and Dagger too, that does the pitch black or whatever it's called. That's brutal. Like, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8K damage. Let's see here. That'll help me a lot though. Because I think it also does damage to them, so I don't mind that sometimes. If I do this, so I'm again going against a team with Cloak and Dagger. I just wiped out their Null, and I'm trying to decide. I think I'm going to do the Smothering or the Famine's Toll just to like slurp up some of their stamina, keep them from doing those things. There we go. Cloak and Dagger is out. Definitely running a team here where I'm probably going to be swapping out Avalanche for Shocker, because Shocker's ground attack, I believe, stacks with Nulls and Avalanche's doesn't. Mm-hmm. His skies falling is a different thing than the ground attack that Null gives you. So I think I'm going to be replacing him with Shocker next season.
There's a shocker.
Nicely said.
Agent, I'll run us through a thing for me. If you have an offensive armory, which I do, use Spit Lord. It may help, especially. And I don't have the rest of this. If you have a blaster E3 EISO with phase frequencies, which I have a number of those, Rising Force, I don't believe I have, an Intrepid Force. I know those are some of the newer EISOs. I don't believe I have either one of those, but I am going to try. I will try the Spit Lord here in a second, just because. Because why the hell not? It's not like the old meta. The old meta is like you do little changes because big changes, because all of a sudden, oh, tumble down the ladder.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, no, you can put everybody on their head and dress them in tutus. You may not make it anywhere anyway. It's okay. I really hope they are working on this. With all the discussion we've had about Flash and the servers, I don't know if they're handicapped or not, because there's only so much you can change. We know they took down PvP to even get it to here. Like, they took it offline for a while,
right,
to get it to where it is now.
Yeah, there was a big gap in seasons for a while. And, you know, we got to give credit where credit is due. How long has it been since you've seen in PvP a page fault or whatever it was called, where it basically said, oh yeah, your PvP is screwed. We're going to take some points away and go ahead and just get back into the game there, agent.
Yeah. No, it's been a long time. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Forever.
So
the CVE errors either.
The CVE. That's the one I was trying to remember. CVE errors.
Yeah. I thought that might be what you meant, but you know, I'm the card carrying field again, by the way. I'll put that out there to people, designers, 3D printer. I don't know if you can 3D print. I know you have to have numbers and stuff for that to work, but I wouldn't mind having an actual nice credit card size, decent plastic card with a great graphic that says filthy casual, so that I can truly be a card carrying filthy casual.
I don't think you'd want to waste a 3D printer on that. I think that's something you just print and have it laminated at Kinko's, and then you're set.
But you know, it has to be nice and cool looking. All right, let's see if we can change this team up. Deke, 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 deke,
that's deke, your deke. That's your offensive. Are you doing offensive or defense? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't give a crap about defense at this point. I mean, I gotta get her set.
I certainly don't mind. And it's been a while since I've seen a pestilence or pestantress team. Easier to write than it is to say out loud, but that's currently what I'm going up against. And those teams don't do super well against my setup. The Null Avalanche setup works well against that team. Do I have Despair? That's the thing you've always got to check. Tip number one, people, check and see if you've got Despair.
Yeah.
I've got it on two of my dudes, so I'm going to do a little sexual healing here.
Nicely done.
We need that's the weapon we need. We need something that that goes, you know, wake up. Yeah, once you've got Despair on Enchantress, she's kind of useless because she's not healing. She may take her extra turns, but she's not going to heal every time. She might also throw a little stun action on you.
Here's the other thing I don't understand either, is, you know, we read that there's a 5-15% decrease in things, but that's not it's not on the AISO. So I don't know. Maybe if I don't have anything that I specifically want in the slot, would leaving an AISO off be better? Because if it's not like, with Spitfire, I always put Pulpy on her first. Mm-hmm. So I'll take whatever discount to damage that gives me. Because I want
so that you can get
on.
The hemorrhaging or bleeding, whatever.
But if it's just a charged knocking, not knocking dead, just one of those like increased chance to hit. Do you really want to spam AISO?
Right, because you're going to take that loss in the AISO that you might not need to take. No, I think there's something to that. I think you do want to hold off on just throwing an AISO in there for no reason. All right.
All right. So somebody's just giving me a Spitfire lineup. So
deal.
I'm gonna get that. I get effing.
That'd be Agent Ornos.
That's the problem I have. The only problem I have with trying to do these changes is I don't these characters. I haven't used them in a little bit, so I don't have them decked out. So I have to get the right stuff. You know, right. Y'all can tell me what to put on Star-Lord. I'm gonna leave him naked for right now. Yeah, I know. Never gets old to me. I love
it. Never gets old. Oh, look at this guy. Agent Marquez. I don't know what weapon he is using, but I don't know if I've ever seen. That's like a big... Is that a chapter weapon? Because it's gold. It's gold and pink and huge. Don't take that out of context, people.
Nope. On, I'm leaving that one alone.
Can someone in the chat room tell me what weapon that is and what I probably shouldn't do if he starts firing it at me? Should I duck?
Well, you shouldn't open your mouth.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I don't feel bad for how far I went with that.
Oh, that was the line. That was the bump bump I felt as we went over that. Okay.
Jeez. AOE mental anguish. Oh, that's the... That's AOE mental anguish on that thing. It's the hot pink and gold mental anguish weapon.
Okay. Do I not have bulky? There's a bulky. I need one more bulky.
There we go. Pitch black. They did pitch black early enough to where they didn't have a lot of stuff behind it to make it powerful. So it was only.
Does a bald dude with awesome glasses pipe his head out? Or just curious.
What?
Pitch black.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Vin Diesel. I got you. Yes, I read you loud and clear there.
That's my jam, man. I love that movie. Down.
So that's the psionic disintegration rifle. I don't think I've ever seen that in the enemy's hands. They might have had that equipped, but I didn't see it in the first slot. Let's see here. Yeah, he's got enough dots on him. We're just going to... Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to clear some null dots. Boom. And there we go. Oh, he's just going to use Blackest Void on me. Well, there you go. He's not even going to use. AI's not even going to use the big fancy gold and hot pink weapon.
Dude, if this was a South Park game, Blackest Void would have a whole different meaning.
I know. Right.
Holy crap, y'all scrolling too fast. Stop it. Pulverizing is best to put on knocking. No, I don't like pulverizing. I don't like pulpy. Knocking L26, Vorpal is L9. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Doesn't
on the Vorpal.
What I use at that point.
I'll take the Vorpal on L9. You're right. That's not you. That's the Game of Blades.
Legendary Hero says, don't be slotting ISOs on the PV page there, Charles.
No, it still works. I've double and triple checked it. It still translates fine. They fixed whatever bug that was. That would say, oh, on PvP is a level 70, which now I don't have time to think about it, so I'll slot it whenever the hell I want. Specifically, is no, but seriously, there was a point where you put it in there and it'd be, you go back to PvE and it'd be level 300, level 70. It doesn't do that anymore. I've made a mistake a couple times and then went and double checked it. I've refreshed the game. It's fine. You can do that now.
Reed, answer your question. Yeah, for the first hour, it is going to be a live PvP. Episode. And then after that, we're going to switch to our beautiful faces and do the regular audio stuff like Kingfisher, Annie Doe, and Pokey Prof, and then get to your emails. So since there is no real news, now there was a thing on MA Insiders. Did you see the posting from a couple days ago on MA Insiders? And I want to get your take on this because it is news. Julia from the MA1 team said, new MA1 art is being kept locked in a mysterious mechanical machine that requires a complex alphanumeric combination to open. Does that, what are they hinting at? Any idea on that? Because I'm stumped. I was thinking maybe Machine Man, which would be really cool. He was a ninja for a long time. Is that just a lockbox? Are they just describing a lockbox, basically? There's so many different ways you could read that. Let's see what the chat room says, by the way. Like, what do you guys have opinions on what that? Oh, MODOK. MODOK would be pretty cool in MA1.
That would be nifty.
You new people to the game don't remember the days back when MODOK was a loot pinata. You just opened a battle with MODOK, and he would drop CP like it was falling out of his butt. It was great. It was a great time in the game. All right, let's see. Do I have a disoriented? I have a stalled. That's hilarious. I didn't know stalled could stack, but I have a stalled times three. I didn't think you could stall, or you could stack stall.
I don't know what they intended to be, but all I hear is rrr, 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 rrr. Rrr, 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 rrr.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It's not a stall. It's a failure to crank, but that's all I hear. Yeah.
A little double dark energy. Well, double dab him. He absorbed a little energy back, but he didn't gain it as health. He just took it from me.
See, I don't have the Ionic Devourer. I think that's a great weapon. Where's the mythic? I gotta get back into the fight, man. It's taking
too holy long. Cow. How did he hit me for 22,000 with a brawl attack? Oh, it's his. What does he have stacked? He's got five stacks of a scutcheon or scutcheon. Three rounds of focused, fortified, strengthened. Yeah, his attack is super beefy. So,
beefy.
It was a big beefy.
I actually typed in beefy. I'm looking for the mystic. I typed in beefy.
Beefy. Nice. That's
like, if we don't that have is, a weapon that's beefy.
That should be one of Deadpool's EISOs. You got spicy, savory, and beefy. So Beer Addict actually says, wow, man, he is just loaded for bear, but that's all right. He's dead now. So Dots will kill him. Beer Addict says that we covered that in another stream, and it was pointed out to me that it's not a riddle as many people believe. She wrote about it on Playdom forums or something. So it's really just, she was just saying, yeah, I don't have access to the art. It's kept locked away and I can't get to it kind of thing. It really is. It really doesn't mean what
it said.
It says, yeah, that's a bummer. I was really hoping to get something more out of that. All right. I've crossed into the 1700s.
So you can't see my camera. I'm making a face.
Oh,
I like this loadout. I know it's showing you on the screen. I'm sorry, clairvoyant. If you didn't want everybody to see that, I apologize. Okay, I can figure that out from there. I will load that up in a second. Thank you. And again, I was totally not intending to show the world your loadouts. It just is the way the screen is working today. I apologize.
Frequencies on Star Lord.
Did you? I know. I heard you, but I don't. I'm running. Not even running a blaster. I'm running a tactician, and I'm running. Frick. What am I running? I'm running.
Oh, look at this! I've got a Philosus and Grit. Truth team I'm going against.
Gotta have a blaster agent with Spit Lord. I do not have time to go IS up my blaster outfit. I just don't. Today, it's going to not happen. And see, honestly don't even know how to play Star-Lord. They're like, no, you lead. I don't. Nobody's saying it yet, but somebody's like, no, you lead with this and that. And, like, oh.
And yes, I said Philosus. That's what Colossus is when he's wearing the Phoenix 5. He's Philosus. Holy cow. Oh, I just realized this is like a super wussy team, like a bad matchmaking team. They're like 8,000 HP. And I'm like, all right, which trying to be tactical. Which attack should I do? All right. When really anything is gonna wipe them out.
You stood there and let's say there was a timer. Timer ran out on you to pick your turn, they just fell over dead anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know how they're at 1,666 with an 8K.
You totally know how they're there.
Yeah, I do know.
We just don't say it.
Yeah.
Because I knew you'd show it. I'm like, oh, I guess you're right.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Looking at their trench has shards in it, like ISO shards.
That's horrible.
Yeah. All right. And their fifth slot is empty in their weapon loadout. Well done, Agent Rongatox. Welcome to Cheetahville. All right. Well, still up at 1727. I think if I get to 1750, I'm going to feel like I'm in the clear until.
Oh, I still have this Sonic Sword for no apparent reason because nobody's doing Everlanche type stuff. I need to change that weapon out.
Mm, yeah.
The precog weapons, still really good.
Yeah, I've been playing those in PvP. I like those. I actually did manage to get all the pieces of the set this time around, so I feel really good about that.
Blasters from now,
for the next 30 minutes, we'll pretend that it's Morgan Freeman playing Marvel Avengers Alliance.
Hey, I made it vibranium. Let me go tweak some things real quick because everybody's yelling at me.
Agent let me in, walked through a mile of crap in the last hour of PvP and came out clean on the other side.
Tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-
beat Cloak and Dagger. I'd like to say that, but I can't.
Did we ever decide if loadout order made any kind of difference?
Oh, as far as like which in like AI, slot which, one, slot, which yeah. thing would be used?
Well, no, like for offense, like everybody does it differently. And this no, big one, it shows like difference. The relentless. Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No. The only thing, you know, you want to consider for maybe in your defense to put one of the empty hand weapons as your first item, because then your opponent can't see what your first item is and maybe plan a strategy against it.
Man, I don't know. I don't know, man. They want me to take the cube off. I don't feel.
Will this be your first time without the cube?
For a long time, yeah.
Take off the training wheels, McFall. Do I have despair? Oh, I don't have despair. Weird. All right, sure.
Training wheels is still effing.
Bye bye, Noir. 23 dots on him. I don't think he's going to survive it. And I think Cloak and Dagger is pretty much done as well with 17 dots.
I've got 40 minutes. Yeah, I've got like no AISO on Star Lord at all. Where's my
oh, yeah, Thorny. Yeah, so Napalm Don TV says Thorny was an amazing first-hand weapon because it hid everything. I think that's great. I, you know, I'm putting the cube in the first spot because having people see any of these other ones, I think is, everyone's going to assume you're running the cube anyway. So you might as well.
Yeah, I don't even have Blaster Star Lord, so done.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I do like this other setup. I'm not sure if that's offensive defense, but it's an Ajax. I can't tell what trench is on her, but there's a Rocket Raccoon and Noir, Spider-Man Noir, and it's got the spider gun that pre-counters. I forget it. The does the webbing pre-counter. Mm-hmm. It has the Black Roscoe pistol, and then all three of these cognitive devices.
Oh, right. Yes.
And so the only thing that's actually an active weapon is the Spider-Man weapon, and it can still pre-hit you. I'm like, I wonder if that's really working well for you, because that looks like a cool thing.
Huh.
All right.
Well, Spitblade.
I'm gonna show it. All right, here. I'm going to quickly show it.
From what I hear about the Spitblade game, or I'm sorry, loadout, is that it's really good, and I'm surprised this is the first one I've come up against. Lots of Spit Lord, but not a lot of Spit, you know, no other Spit Blades up until now, so we're going to see how it does here. Wow. Way to take my Avalanche down to nothing. That's all right. I still dropped the big one on you. Okay, and because of all your... My enemy has got a ton of buffs, so I'm going to try and drop those buffs with Blackest Void. Sometimes they stick. Depends on what they got. We're going from 11. Oh, yeah, nice. Down to 1.
Okay. This is something I think you were talking about when I was trying to think of loadout stuff, so I only half caught it. He said it makes a difference with Relentless Rapier and Cosmic Cardinal. Counter follow-ups go in order of loadout. So you'll guarantee getting the cosmic power and then kill with. So you want to load out the cosmic, which is what I do. I actually have the cosmic first and then the rapier. That's what is Togashiro is saying then?
Yeah.
Make your agent phase. What are you talking about, make my agent phase? I'm too confused right now. What's he talking about, Ibit? Make my agent
phase. So if you're running the, is it the Force of Life Blade? No, which one is it? There is a, because I'm phased.
Oh, thank you. I can't even say your name, but Grace Note was the name of the gun I was.
Oh, right.
For.
Yeah.
I do. I almost messed that up, but I'm not a noob, so shut it. Yeah, I do have that. I can start phased. I do have that, yes. Sorry I yelled at you. It's a lot of input going on right now. And this is how I get when I'm actually trying to do something in freaking PvP.
Yeah.
I'm not frustrated. I mean, I've definitely graduated beyond the frustration stages, but yeah.
The etherealize, so that's right, yeah. That's what I'm running on my... on my agent to start the battle phased. And then I just use magic attacks and debuff attacks, and I stay phased as long as possible. 37 minutes, Brian just crossed over into the 1755. So I don't know why all of a sudden, because I tried to cross into 1700 for the last 4 days and couldn't do it. So I don't know why all of a sudden it's easier now.
I'm going to just reiterate, I cannot do phase frequencies on my agent because I do have the newest blaster suit, has zero ISO, zero, I mean no E, no unrefined, mm-hmm. nothing, so I'm not right. I don't want to spend the time to ISO it up.
Oh, so it is the Force of Life Blade that lets you, that starts intangible. Okay, that's what I'm running right there. Boom.
I don't know if what the name of the actual crystal is, but basically there's a Force of Life crystal that'll let me start phased, but as soon as I do an aggressive attack it won't matter anymore.
Yeah Well, let's see. Mystic Shroud. It's not doing much. Not doing much for you guys. That Mystic Shroud. I've got 10 debuffs on you already. Let's go ahead and clear.
And what's funny is they keep telling me, do phase. I'm not missing. I'm hitting everybody I'm trying to punch in the face.
Right.
That's not the issue at the second.
Yeah. M Sketches, I love the fact that we were talking about that earlier about no CVEs, no forced refreshes. It, you know, for all the complaints that seem to come up, especially around PvP with allowing cheaters and issues on that side, you know, you got to hand it to Playdom because they did fix whatever was causing all those CVEs and all that crap. Yeah, so
agreed. It's actually been a minute since we've had force refreshes.
It's been a minute? What?
Not a literal minute.
Oh, okay.
Does Star-Lord have a shield breaker built in automatically? No, he does not. Let's go rising up then. Because whatever this dude has, he's popping shields like... I don't want to make an inappropriate reference here. Because I had all I could think of is inappropriate references
of something else that pops. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if I can get Agent Kurata-san. Yeah, we're gonna hit Heimdall. Ouch.
Oh, blue suit. Okay, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember this set. I used to run this setup all the time. That's a good setup. And unfortunately, right, the second is going to involve, if I were to do that, it's going to involve me changing everything. And I feel like I appreciate the feedback. I'm doing fairly well with Spitlord right this second. But I feel like I wasted some precious time to do that. So if only we started our show yesterday.
All right, people, you think I can make it to 1800? That'd be amazing. Let's see if I can get 1800.
It's not a quiet show, even though you wrote quiet. It's not a quiet show. We're still rambling.
Yeah.
I can ramble louder.
I think we're doing a good job of actually
blabbing
a lot.
I just kind of wish a Spitfire actually had a way to do fire because it's a great graphic when she's punching. Yes. It's like, no, I want pyrophoric.
So what is the weapon that gives you wildfire?
I don't remember.
I do like that effect too when the agent shows up and their hands are burning up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that weapon. That was
cool. Yeah, it is. It's a...
I don't know.
I'm looking it up right now.
Wildfire is a suit, not a weapon. What?
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying.
Oh, is it...
Is it the newest blaster suit? I thought there was a weapon that was like a glove that would give you that.
This guy's generalist, so...
Well, at least nobody's yelling at me about how I'm taking Star-Lord out for a ride, because I really don't know how to play Star-Lord. Although I feel like I'm doing fine, but you know, every character, well, not every character, most characters have a very set way. Oh, if you do it second power and then ninth power and then first power, done, you know?
Right. So yeah. Okay. This is a benefit of the suit. I'm looking to see it's the new blaster suit gives you the fire fists. Wildfire is what it
and
is.
I realized my mistake. I did win the suit last season, and because I do like the E3 suit, it just hasn't crossed my mind. And I will make sure any suits I win from now on, one, I'll research them immediately, because it took me 2 weeks to remember I'd gotten the suit to research it. And then I will load it out so I can flop it on fly. My name's not McCall. You're fired. Get out, Sketches. I'm sorry. Get out, M Drawings.
It's can you believe it's been a year since we had our since we won the flight suit? It was June 2015 that we won our infiltrator flight suit, our mech suit. And
so now is the time for, because it hasn't worked in a year, now's the time we'll start getting random spam calls. Would you like to buy extra insurance on your flight suit? You know, your warranty is running out.
Yeah, I remember it being like on the way, like I was in the airport in Japan, or on the way to Japan, in the airport in Canada, on the way to Tokyo, and was game day, and I was actually able to play in the off the Wi-Fi in the airport, and that was the one where we won the flight suit.
All right, so if Sketch is like, just typos, man. Just say, well, I was like, yeah, I'm just messing. Then, of course, Clairvoy has to stir the pot. Pick a side, McCall versus M Drawings. You know, I've got the Kingfisher audio ready. If we can wait, or I can hit play.
Let's do the Kingfisher audio. This is a great time. We can talk about it.
Yeah, give us some focus. It's going to take a second. For some reason, my computer's being a little slow. It's coming up.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, I'm sure most of you know, or everyone knows, today is the final day of PvP. And I'm doing something I've never done before, recording while playing in PvP. So it's a little bit distracting.
Great minds.
If you're wondering, why in the world am I doing that? It's because I had the worst one night of losses since the olden days. It's really reminiscent of the times before the level cap. It actually had me scared. I mean, I was kind of logged in thinking maybe I was going to lose Adamantium. It still could happen as far as I know. I am getting one-shotted by every blaster agent in PvP, despite having a full defensive armory. Also, my mic seems to be kind of gravelly, and I can't really fix that right now either.
That's just your sexy
voice. But hopefully that's just my imagination. Yeah, so my first advice is, next season, do what I'm going to do. Invest in a full offensive armory, if you don't have it, the Blaster E3 costume, and every single person run that and the rapier. Why do I say so? Because it's without question, and I think I'm thinking pretty clearly here, without question, the most overpowered thing that has ever been in the game. I would dream of having Quicksilver right now. Quicksilver in his heyday. I'd rather fight teams of three Quicksilvers from the old days when he's at his most powerful than an agent who can hit through Ethereal, constantly follow up, preemptive strike, one-shot you. He can do that while intangible, by the way. And the annoyances don't even stop there. You'll see what I mean when every single video I'm using it. But I can guarantee you, after I take the money to invest in it, the new offensive armory and so on, it's going to be nerfed to oblivion.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you will want to hold back on spending anything if you don't already have that set up. Now, it's been an extremely annoying season. There's tons and tons of cheaters. I've run into some of them. They have like 3k HP and they're 2000 rated. So add in all those defensive losses as well, and it's been the most frustrating season in a very long time. But of course, what has me set off today is losing over 300 points last night in less than 12 hours. Mm-hmm. But we'll be okay. I'm just really tired. I had a long weekend. I couldn't even log in. It was fun, though. I know not everyone's familiar with it, but it was Memorial Day weekend. So it was a holiday here, mm-hmm. and I wasn't at home for most of it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm already feeling better, to be honest. I'm just glad I got to vent to you guys. And I'm 100% serious about changing my armory. The defensive days are done. I used to be full-out attack for most of my early days in this game. Actually, for a very long time. Most of you probably remember that. And it looks like that's the way to go now. Certainly an easy way to quickly win a fight. I mean, an intangible one-shot follow-up? Sign me up. So yeah, we'll see how that goes next season. For now, we should get Beetle. And so we'll have a reward video. I'm also working on Thor Jane Foster's All Hail the King episode. And then for next week, we'll have a Beetle All Hail the King episode laid out, and that'll be pretty close to ready to go. I really do hope that everyone finishes in their desired leagues, and I want to be among the first to congratulate you. It's been a frustrating season all around, but I'm very happy that it's drawing to a close. Like I said, I think it's going to be much easier next season with a different philosophy. Oh, and I was also reminded that MAA2's PvP ends tomorrow. And I fought up to, I think, rank 3. I don't think I'm going to make it to rank S. Not that I put in enough effort, and that's why I don't deserve to make rank S anyways. But I think I'll try to do a rewards video on that as well. So, PvP rewards video today, an All Hail the King Jane Foster episode, tonight or tomorrow. And then we'll try to do an MAA2 rewards video as well. It sounds like a pretty good short-term plan. But for those who want more news as far as videos coming out this week, I have a Cammy video planned, a Team Spotlight episode, a special Blue Marvel video, and then probably that Blade E-ISO video that I wanted to put up a long time ago. So just make sure you stay tuned to the channel, keep listening to the podcast, and we'll make sure to keep it rolling. That's going to be it for today, but thank you all for listening, and with that, I'll send it back to the hosts.
Very awesome. Good. So, yeah, that's one of the things that new players might not be familiar with is the type of armory. I mean, you go through your items or the latest spec ops item, in this case, the Vibranium Mystic Amplifier, and you'll stock those things in your armory. But having a defensive versus an offensive armory could make the difference between, you know, defensive wins and losses. Same with your offense, too. And it really depends on the type of heroes you're using. For example, my team is, as you see on screen, is Null and Avalanche. And it really relies heavily on dots. And what's really cool about that is no matter how I've got my characters ISO'd up, no matter what my armory is, I believe, and somebody can confirm this, but I'm pretty sure that regardless of that, the rocks that drop from my ground attacks, especially on Null, are always going to be 2,500 something, regardless of what my armor is set up for. So the longer that I can survive and keep dropping those dots, mm-hmm. obviously the better, because the higher the stacks of dots, the more rocks that fall on the enemy, and the more I can take them down, the more damage I can do. So that's why you'd want to have a defensive armor. If you're playing like with a lot of dots, you want to really load up the enemy with dots, have survivability. The alternate is having a high offensive armor. And again, you know, this is going to be a review for a lot of people. You don't need to know this. And I know you already know this, blah, blah, blah. But having a high offense armory is good for your Star-Lord, your Spitfire, your characters that do heavy damage from the start. And you want to just get in, hit to the face, and get out. And that's why you'd have an offensive armory. So, Meteor Storm is based on Null's health. Okay, yeah. So if you've got a lot of health. It? Yeah. His overall health, right? Not his health at the time you run... Not at the time you create Meteor Storm. It's like whatever.
So many changes to this game. I just can't understand any of it now.
Yeah, thank you, Electran. So it is based on the amount of health, his base health, as opposed to how much health he has when he triggers it. So that's a
All right, so I'm hitting the weird stages now in Vibranium where I just fought a 9,000 health team. Now I'm fighting a 3,000 health team. I just took everybody out with Spitfire's attack. Now, something else to mention about the armory. Now, when they took off the stamina boost, I went full attack, period. I don't know. I keep kind of keep a little more balanced, but it still leans more towards attack than anything. But stamina, to me, was one of the main reasons you went with a defensive armory.
Sure.
Because, you like you said, you can outlast them. Their one-shots come in. They don't kill you. Then you there's a glass cannon. Then you just shatter the glass.
Right.
They took off that stamina boost, and it just changed enough for me that I just focused more on punching them in the face. But every once in a while, I don't know why I didn't think of it this time. I normally, every Spec Ops, we get a research item. And every Spec Ops, I check it because it's a silver purchase item, period. And sometimes it'll actually really boost up your armory if it's a little bit of older armor. I have a little bit of an older armory as well. I don't have the most current PvP items to bring up the speed. And Clairvoyance says, buy load of Vibranium Mystic Amplifiers. They do plus 31,000 and plus 15,000. So offense is plus 31, defense is plus 15, and it only costs silver. And I've got tons of silver. I could I could have loaded out whatever. I won't do it now because I do my research. I go and go, okay, I don't just need to get 36 or
72 depending on if you need to.
Right. You need to find the ones that it'll actually improve.
Exactly. Like if you already got better stuff that you've won from the PvP roulette, you don't want to automatically replace those.
Right.
Sure. Let's see. Null's got 8 stacks of Scutcheon. We're going to wipe those out rather than put the Smothering Shadow. I'll do Smothering Shadow next
turn. Explain that Meteor Storm health thing.
So, all right. So whatever your max health is that you've got set up for Null is what the attack is going to be on, or what the damage is going to be on Meteor Storm. So having him ISO'd up for health, you know, as long as you've got the survivability, isn't such a bad thing. I've got obviously a mix of health, attack, and, you know, other defensive ISOs. But his health is 26,806. And I'm guessing, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's what, like about 10% of that is the Meteor Swarm. I believe that's the case. We'll see when I see a Meteor Storm proc on somebody here. Now, let's see. We do have Despair, so we're not going to use that one, but we will do the Smothering Shadow now. And yeah, higher health means more damage on dots. So yeah, that totally makes sense. So all debuffs are going to be like that. Oh, I forgot to look and see how much those...
Thank you, Star-Lord.
Those were procking for, but I believe that is...
Yeah, Jay White says higher health equals more damage, and Beer Addict says 10%.
Yep, 10% of the HP. So if, you know, if your health on Null is 26,806, then your Meteor Storm is going to hit for 2,680 per shot. Totally makes sense.
So, okay. So, man, I wish I'd known that because I've been running him for the last 3 seasons. I had no idea. I would totally recrystal the boost health.
Yeah. If you're running a dot team, seems like a no-brainer, right? By the way, Playdom Forums, Slinky just posted on there from Disney, we are aware of a variety of concerns expressed during the current MA1 PvP season.
Hold on. That is so much nicer way to say it than what it really is. We are understanding the shizzy storm that is raining down right now because there are bugs. Sorry, go ahead. Phrasing was so Disney. It was so perfect.
It totally is. Yeah. We're looking into both internal and information provided by the community, and we'll provide updates when available. We appreciate your patience while we investigate. So, it might mean, let's hope it doesn't mean an extension, but it might mean an extension.
No. Yeah, I don't like, even though extension could benefit me, I don't like them.
I like the one they did a while back was the best, where they said, if you were at Adamantium when the time was supposed to be up, you stayed Adamantium, you can continue playing and try and go for a higher one.
Yeah.
that's the way to do it, if you ask me, is just say, all right, if you're at Adamantium, great. You can stay there. But if you were in Vibranium, you've got another number of days to boost up.
Okay, here I got a graphic. I hope this is not real. This is a graphic from our behind the show thing. It's on Twitch on my screen right now. Mm-hmm. It says Marvel Avengers Alliance PvP extended a week. Tournaments extended. We are aware that issues are that is affecting PvP balance. Due to this, we'll be extending season 30 by a week and fixing the bug. We apologize for any inconvenience. Well, we'll find out. That's what's being posted, but that could be, you know, just our people, you know, having fun messing with us a little bit.
Could be. Yeah.
Tier bump. They've done the tier bumps before. Instead of extending it, everybody gets bumped up one.
Yeah, I like that.
It was weird just getting knocked back down to silver since I was adamantium, but, you know, fair is fair. Mm-hmm. Napalm, no, that's fake.
Oops, I did not look to see this person as Mystic Shroud. I need to look at that before I hit with Famine's Toll, because that's such a...
Thank you, Clairvoyant, for, you know, trolling us. We appreciate you, sir. Everybody's like, that's fake. Is it fake?
Everybody's saying that's so fake. It's so fake. How fake?
Clairvoyant went and put the tongue sticking out guys on his thing. I was like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is fun to mess with people sometimes. It really is,
especially you.
Yeah. That's not saying much. Read the LOL first. That's what he put in the chat. But then it's not as fun as the way we just did it. Right. I'm struggling to get this one done. We'll see what happens on this fight. Going up as it was Kurth Null agent took out 2 out of 3 so far. Love me, see it.
Are there songs that, because I was just thinking every the time, same thing, man. Yeah. When I have the Back for More EISO on Null,
okay,
and every time that triggers, I think of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'll be coming back, baby. I'll be coming back for more.
See, in my mind, as you said, I heard Aerosmith. I'm back.
Oh yeah, a little back in the saddle.
Yep,
sure.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Do-do-do, do-do-do.
Of the two of us, I would think because you do music all the time that you don't think in music, whereas I'm the opposite. I don't do music, so I almost always think in music when I see stuff.
Au contraire, all I think is lyrics.
Nice. Man,
I see something and immediately, oh yeah, what lyric is that? What song is that from? Nice. So yeah, no, it's
so we're similar that way. Then
we are similar in that way. I'm just better at it.
I was about to say, I was actually going to say the same thing. That you're actually better at it.
Let's see.
15 minutes. Well, I'm solid vibranium. I don't think 15 is going to cut it for me.
Schloop. Drained him down to 18. 18 hit points on Agent Leo CDI.
I'm coming up against my first Jane Foster.
Fatal him. Boom, boom, boom. Shloop. Fatal blow. 18 hit points.
Yeah.
All right. I think, and I'm at 18. This will probably put me at 1850. 1832. Oh, so I had Ed and Tech while I was doing that one. I'm going to sit at 1832. I feel like I'm not going to lose.
In 15 minutes.
I'm not going to lose 300 points in 15 minutes. I think I should be okay.
Yeah.
Let's have a little fun and take a look at the ladder, my friends list here, and see how everybody's doing, shall we?
It's fancy.
Tico, Agent Tico's at 2,200. Wow, I'm fifth among my friends, which is unbelievable. Agent Megatron has had 490 attacks. Holy mackerel. Agent Twig.
Mug
1572. Twig. Yeah. Mug Twig. George is clinging to life. Uncle George is clinging to life at 1556.
Ooh.
I wish I could log in as him right now and just push him over the edge. Help him out.
Yeah, man. That's. I hope he holds. I really do.
I hope so, too. It wouldn't be the first time that he, you know, gets knocked down in the last seconds of PvP.
That's my buddy. I talked to actually a little. I'll pin this out. John Lee Hart of Hugh. What's John's show? It was John and Paul Tran out of Texas.
I don't know.
He's thinking, and you can't hear him thinking, so I won't keep talking. Secretly Timid, thank you. John Lee Hart of Secretly Timid. I've known him for a very long time. Great friends. He's actually one of the two guys that got me started on this game. He still plays. We were talking today. He will make an appearance in 2 weeks on Breaking the Panel, the second week that Brian Ibbett is out. He's going to be filling in. He's saying the last tournament, the last PvP tournament that ended, I was like, oh, I just made it. And I was breathing heavy because I was very frustrated. And he actually had made it to 15, like 58, and won his last battle and came out to a loss of 15-49.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, jeez, man. I mean, that's just such a raw deal.
Yeah, no kidding.
But he loves this game, and maybe we should have him on this show. I don't know. But on Breaking the Panel, he'll be on to discuss just different fun, geeky stuff. And he is a cool guy. Everybody's going to like him.
Cool. Wow, can't wait. All right. I'm going to switch over and pull up show notes. With 15 minutes left, I'm going to why don't I start? You want me to start with the emails? Oh, yeah. No. We've got Anido and Pokeprof to hear still.
I can play Pokeprof right now.
Let's do that.
All right. That's going to come up.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood Pokeprof, back after missing a week with all of you, thanks to having extra hours of work thrown at me out of nowhere. This week, however, I'm ready and here to give you a rundown on a hero who I think is actually pretty good, though others, including our very own Kingfisher, don't think she's up to snuff. So today's segment, I'm going to be going over the ways to make her awesome and show you just the proper way to use Cammy. First off, Cammy's got one of the better supporting abilities around with her gadget multifunction, in particular, Distraction. This is a quick action, subtle attack that applies targeted and flanked. Not only does this make her fantastic at allowing her entire team to hit hard and hit accurately, but because this is a tech attack, she can equip the obsolescent ISO to allow her to apply downgrade on this attack. This allows her to shut down a lot of tech-based agents, a common occurrence in PvP, as well as get a free magnetized off of anyone who should be wearing metal. This isn't to say that the rest of Cammy's gadgets aren't fantastic as well, what with one offering healing and the other actually making Cammy worthwhile on a team without a protector. Cammy is also really nasty against anyone who's not part of the worthy when it comes to her main way of fighting, thanks to her radiation and explosive mines. While yes, some might point out that all you fight is worthy in higher levels of PvP, this doesn't make her useless in a fight, as few agents are immune to the radiation, and the worthy can still be torn apart by a bomb when they are all set up with Paragon debuffs, especially if you remember the fact that the ignore defense changes I mentioned last time affect the girls' minds. Finally, let's talk ISOs when it comes to Drax's sidekick here. With all of her gadgets being buff actions, she's actually one of the better heroes to use a Generosity EISO. This allows her to keep her health up without having to resort to her healing function on her gadgets, which in turn make her fairly tanky thanks to her survival training. The Stalwart Force ISO also allows her to use her counter and follow-up passive a great deal more effectively, allowing all of her single-target attacks to give her a shield, which allows her to use her passive without resorting to that healing function I mentioned before. If you're one of the lucky few who got the Irradiated ISO, or the one that makes melee attacks stealthy, then those can make our little space girl just that much more of a useful fighter. Cammy gets a lot of flack from agents, thanks to a Spec Ops that was rather difficult for most, and ended up being a hero who didn't seem to be much in terms of a fight, much less damage. I personally think, however, that she's a great deal more useful than anyone gives her credit for, and I hope with this segment I showed you just what kind of potential she might have. That just might go to show that a girl with a gun should always be taken seriously. Head back to the helicarrier agent and try and look at Cammy in a different light.
Music for...
All right.
Yeah, well, it rolls you even fast. Warned us that... just put a 4-second... I'm sure you've got CDs where there's like a hidden bonus track at the end after a bunch of tracks of silence. I use those all the time for that exact purpose. Secrets of the Maven. Should you get it?
I heard
it. Maven. No. Podcast Maven.
No.
That's what Morton was calling me. Podcast Maven. No.
Yeah, okay. So Rodney Bitt was on Success Freaks today. It was a great show, and we absolutely dubbed him Podcast Maven.
It was a blast, yeah.
It was really cool.
The nicest maven in podcasting. Is
what I'm going for right there. There you go. Man, I wish I do wish there was 100 points difference, because if I was at 15, 24, I would have a shot right now. But right now, I'm just pulling the Deadpool, maximum effort. Mm-hmm. Come on, I'm not clicking on this stuff. Stop it. Holy crap, Skip. God.
Let me explain how...
God. I know how PvP works. I need to get back into the game. Oh, you're killing me.
That's funny.
So somebody said they fought Blue Marvel last night on defense. He was not excellent.
Oh, really?
It's funny because
somebody was suggesting...
I think their experience was Blue Marvel whooped their butt. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, that's not what I'm gathering from that.
He said was not horrid, was not amazing.
Right.
Oh,
so it was just an average.
Yeah. Yeah. There was something I was going to mention off of the Pokey Prof, but I don't remember. I do want to say this Spit Lord team is working pretty well. I do appreciate
Good.
That. Yeah. Right, let's pop in some antidote.
Yay.
While I lose. What? Uh-oh. Something's playing twice. Dang it. Well, I have to do a show. I know what I did. It's Ubuntu and the way it works. I've had to go back to using it, and we're good now.
Cast. In this segment, I will try my best to come up with out-of-the-box hero and team builds.
Okay, it's not
synergies, and cover certain aspects of the game most tend to ignore. For anyone listening live at the time of this recording, I do want to wish you all the best of luck in getting to your desired leagues for PvP. Also, I want to thank everyone who participated in either liking, sharing, or voting on my builds. It does not go unnoticed, and I greatly appreciate it. Now, let's end off the month with a high note. So as part of the finale to my Civil War builds, we're concluding it with the most powerful hero from the battle. That is, Scarlet Witch. Now before I begin, I do want to take note that I'm focusing on her Age of Ultron alt, since it's far superior to her other costumes. So, what does Ms. Maximoff bring to the table? First, her level 1 Hex Spheres is the setup move to her level 2 Arcane Blast, as her level 1 applies Hex to the entire team, a debuff that has a chance of making the enemy's attacks backfire. Then, with her level 2, she can deal a ton of extra damage when attacking an enemy inflicted with Hex, while also consuming that debuff to apply dot damage to them. Her Chaos Shield is also a nice little action that makes the enemy's next attack heal you instead of hurt you, as well as replacing many harmful effects with their opposite. For example, Weakened will be replaced by Strengthened, Slowed will be replaced by Agile, and so on and so forth. Then, her final move, Probability Field, places random effects all over the board, buffing your allies, debuffing your enemies, or vice versa. But now that we got the boring part out of the way, let's see what she's really capable of. When you buy Scarlet Witch's AOU uniform, she comes with two extra passives, one being Everyone's Afraid of Something, which gives any AOU member random attributes to their attacks. The list of those attributes are Brutal Strike, Hallowed, Stealthy, Exploit Attrition, Quick Action Attacks, Finest Hour, Paragon Exploiter, Exploit Opportunity, and the list goes on. Yeah, it's pretty sick. Isn't there something else you want to add to that? I don't think so. You sure you're not hiding anything from anyone who's listening to this? If I was, what were you going to do about it? Longing. Rusted. Furnace. Daybreak. 17. Okay, fine. You win. Yes, folks. Usually a magician never reveals their secrets, but in this case, the secret to pairing up Scarlet Witch is with her other Team Cat member, Winter Soldier. Now, I will admit, I was coming up with this idea while running through other members of the Captain America team. I know Cap and Hawkeye also have AOU suits, but this made the most sense, and I was so surprised by how well she and Bucky pair together. Here's the breakdown. Winter Soldier shares his passive Cold War with his allies, thus giving them advantage to all their attacks, meaning they will do extra damage to enemies with lockout effects. Why this works so well is because Scarlet Witch also has a passive on her AOU uniform called Sooner or Later, adding a 15% chance to apply reduced potential on any of her attacks. With the probability of her most often using her level 1, it's safe to say there's a chance it should work on everyone. But it doesn't stop there, of course. The problem with Scarlet Witch is because she is capable of gaining so many benefits to her attacks, it almost seems so hard to find a way to get those debuffs on them. You would have to wait for her level 9 to come off of cooldown, but with Winter Soldier, he changes everything, since he is able to apply a wide variety of bleeding, radiation exposure, and pressure points to the enemies from his mines. Now, if only Team Iron Man had any secrets up their sleeves, that would be really great right about now.
Oh, is that it?
Nope, there it goes.
Whoa, you're wearing a onesie. That's not awesome, dude. Are you talking about my suit? Hey, don't squint those John Romita, Steve Ditko looking eyes at me. Well, could you at least talk about what I can do? Spin webs any size or catch thieves like flies? Hey, leave the quipping to me. That's my profession. Alright, Queens Kid, I'll let you have your fun. As it has been repeated time and time again on the show, Spider-Man is best when equipped in his modern-day pajamas. It's a suit! It doesn't come cheap either. Would you rather I wear a hoodie on top of this? Maybe. Might I say light blue with no sleeves? I'll think about it. Well, okay, but back to what I was saying. Spider-Man is amazing when set up correctly. The only formula you need to make him a great hero is by having both his personal and powered ISOs equipped. Granted, the Singularity Matrix can replace his inventive ISO, but it's still a great option nonetheless. Unfortunately, I won't have too much time to talk about it here, so make sure you check out the FTH Facebook page for both my team and hero builds. Sadly, I do want to let you all know that I won't be back for the next 2 weeks due to exams. However, I've got some sick ideas I want to share with you for when I come back. So to all of you crazy agents out there, I want to thank you all for listening, and until next time, stay safe and happy hunting.
Perfect.
Nice. I do like his production work. And his multi-character accents and stuff. Yeah. Great stuff, Anido. Ooh, 1 minute. I'm going to see if I can finish this battle before game day ends.
Now, but it won't. Yeah. Unless some miracle happened and all of a sudden my defense went absolutely nuts and won me a whole bunch of points, this is not going to make it.
Right. I'm just hoping I don't drop back down under 1,800. I was so happy with that. And then I decided, oh, let's do a couple more battles, the first of which I lost. Let's see. I don't have nearly enough dots for that to matter. Let's put...
Okay, so I'm getting a 20-second countdown. So this guy keeps absorbing everything I throw at him, so I'm not actually going to get credit for this, which doesn't matter. I got solid vibranium, and I'm happy with that.
There you go. And that's what's important.
I wish I'd had time yesterday and today to really work on it, and that, so I'd have started mid-vibranium and made it to adamantium. But life is life, and Memorial Day weekend for me, everybody's like, Happy New Year! beer addict threw that in. I'm like, that's awesome! And I'm actually going to lose this one, so I don't get extra counted for the loss, it looks like. Somehow I lost this one. But, I actually posted on From the Helicarrier page and in the lounge because I know there's people within driving distance of Georgia that every year on the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, we do what we've been calling the field trip for all the different podcasts I'm involved in. And I go out to the Georgia Renaissance Festival with our Mornet Mon, who does an act there. And my buddy, that's why Hugh's here. He flies in from Rhode Island every year to do this. And it's a great time just to hang out with people who listen to the podcast or each other and just have a good time. And so that was Saturday, and then Sunday I have a bunch of gigs. Then yesterday what he and I do is there's another friend of mine that they're super nerds together about airplanes and stuff. So I did that all day yesterday. So it's like PvP ended on quite possibly the worst possible time for me. But it made for a great show. I think this was very interesting.
Actually, it was kind of fun. I almost say we do one of these at the start of a tournament and at the last day of a tournament.
I'm okay with that. And I would love for you to be a hell of a lot less high in adamantium so you got more stress in your voice. Because I'm sitting there going, hey, I'm at the vibranium. Hey, I'm 1800.
I finished.
Oh, that's funny.
1827.
I just kicked out of PvP and I refreshed my deck, my flight deck. The game has been updated. Please refresh your browser to view improvements. Chapter 13 is launched. What? Oh, we're skipping 11 and 12 and just going.
Yeah, right into chapter 13. Yeah. Sure.
If you got needs, need me, I'll be back in Warcraft.
All right. Let's get to From the Field. This is where you get to send us emails. We read them on the air, and we answer your questions and address your thoughts and concerns and stuff like that. Our first email comes to us from Agent Mock. He says, Dear McFall and Ibbot, as I hope I can do enough offensive wins in these final couple of hours. Offensive wins. You know, offensive wins sounds a lot worse, right? Yeah, I'm going to have a few offensive wins. To reach at least mid-vibranium, I will quickly offer you the suggestion for Playdom to maybe try for a future PvP. What if, for a certain number of final hours of a PvP season... Hold on, I'm going to fix our video.
Sorry, I threw it off. I didn't know if it threw it off or not, but I flipped over my camera.
No, I'm glad you did that. Sure, I've got the right thing here.
I don't know that everybody else is... Glad I did that since it stopped the email.
Right. Sorry. One more fix here and then we'll be good. All right. What if for a certain number of the final hours of a PvP season, defensive wins and losses scored zero? That way, anyone already in ADA can relax and anyone below can offend their way to their heart's content without having to worry about the whole crabs in a bucket syndrome. At the cost that you can't rely on defensive wins to save you if you're currently behind. I don't know how many hours would be fair, especially with varying time zones and whatnot, but even a few hours of this would be helpful. Anyway, I should concentrate on fighting. Hope you both reached ADA. You'll presumably know by the time you read this. To battle! Yours currently in chat, I hope. Mock, Breaker of Faith. Up yours, Dane. Mine!
That's a fix. That
would be, yeah.
So I'm actually about to jump back in and see what my defensive was during this last couple hours. Mm-hmm. So being that I left it in Diamond last night, I was in Vibranium. I was telling Ibbot this. I can't remember if it's on the air or not, so I'll just do a quick repeat. I was trying to do a Kapush last night. I was in mid-Vibranium and somehow doing a number of wins and actually a number of losses. It was weird. Pushing mid-Vibranium ended up in high Diamond. So I was like, I quit for tonight. I'm done. But that did help in the overnights. Where's my battle report? When I looked before I started playing today, it was about 30%. Hmm. So I had a defensive win right before the end. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. Those are all the battles I just fought. So, yeah, I actually did not have a single defensive attack except one right at the end, and it was a win.
Wow.
But as if you can see, well, you can't see my screen anymore, but let's see what I can see because of all the battles I fought, it wiped out some of my history. Defensive win, loss, win was my overnight in Diamond. So maybe if you know on game day you can have time, maybe you leave yourself in Diamond game night, you know, pre-game, game eve. I don't know what you call it.
Game day eve. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, I think it's called the Purge. Something like that.
12 hours.
Because I had a decent amount of wins and losses to where I only lost a total of 60 points overnight, maybe. Especially compared to King, who lost 30, and some other people who have been posting up massive losses in the last 8-9 hours. That didn't help me in the end because I didn't have the time to rush it, push it. Right. But I believe, is there anything we need to do? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the defensive zeros. I like that idea for the last day or two.
I like it too. Like the last 24 hours is that your defensive losses and wins are just zero. And that way, yeah, I mean, if you're sitting on adamantium, great. I don't need to stress. I don't need to worry about recovering losses. And then if you're not, then you've got a chance to get through without having to worry about taking two hits down for every one hit you make up, right? Two steps back for every step forward. So Playdom, if you're listening, I think that's a great solution to anybody's complaints about PvP.
Yeah.
It might make the upper levels a lot more full, because I mean, you'd still have to do something to reduce people's percentages. I mean, I guess the rating percentage would just change. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. My official end is 1454, so 100 points and I'm in.
Wow.
Top 3%, 3.07% is what I finished up with. And, of course, since it's calculating the rewards, I can't tell you what the final ratios were.
Right.
Let me check my ladder real quick, because we're pretty much at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Your friends. That's what I want to see. And it's loading. Let's see what behind it. All right. Okay, so Agent Speak, who's one of our loungers, I believe, 611. Flame Torch, 17. Agent Let Me Win, FDH. He is fifth on my list as well.
Wow.
2699 is your ranking. Let's see, where am I? Or it won't show me in relation, will it?
Let me
get down to the loser level.
It'll take you a couple scrolls down to find
Holy
yourself
crap. Even in Vibranium, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down. Agent Bedell is a Vibranium Sardaur Ward. So the top five on my friends list is Agent Speak at 2146. Agent Flame Torch at 2008. Olazo at 1987. Mod Joe at 1834. And Let Me Win at 1827. So, well, congrats, everybody. I love this. FDH, FDH, FDH. These are cool. I like when you guys do that. So, all right. You know what? So here is your MAA2 stuff.
Hold on a sec. Okay. I have a thought. So in 24 hours, MAA2's PvP is done, and my guess is they're going to roll something out. Do we want to maybe record an MAA Deuce show on Friday? Would you be able to record anything during the day?
I'm checking my calendar. I believe that should be fine.
I'd say just
during the day. Yeah.
Half an hour during the day. Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. That way, if there are announcements, and I believe there will be announcements between now and Friday, that way we can cover them in the show and not have to wait a week to do them. So if you're an MAA2 fan, worry not. The Deuce will be dropping the Deuce by the end of the week.
That's awesome. I'm smiling every time we say that. I like it.
By the way, we haven't talked about it yet on the show, but we are nominated for a podcast award. And if you have not had a chance to go to podcastawards.com, it's an everyday thing. We apologize. I know it's a vote thing. It takes you a couple minutes every day, but the rewards to us and the community are huge. It gets us more exposure, gets more people playing the games because they're listening to the shows, to the podcasts. So please go to podcastawards.com. Once a day between now and June 12th, you go and vote. Put in your votes, you give them your email address, they send you a link, and you just click to verify that link. Helps us out tremendously. If we can walk away from this thing with a podcast award, it would be huge.
Very, very, very huge.
Yeah. So podcastawards.com. We appreciate your vote more than anything. And of course, a vote for us here for gaming for From the Helicarrier. And if you do enjoy the Breaking the Panel show, it's nominated as well for entertainment. And if you listen to us, we strongly urge you to vote for us there as well.
And so, honestly, if you love what we do, we're really pushing Breaking the Panel. We're trying to get it going forward. It's me, Evan, and Klotz back together with a cadre of other amazing hosts, or guest hosts, and Chris Wisdom, of course, being a permanent host. It's a lot of fun, and we really feel like it's a great thing to do. So if you would do us a favor, even if you don't listen to Breaking the Panel, if you love what we do and there's not somebody you do listen to in that category of entertainment, just go ahead and vote for us. It's just a little click. So when you're voting from the Helicarrier, throw some little sloppy seconds over to Breaking the Panel. Vote counts as a vote counts, so I'll take it.
Cool. All right, then take us out, good sir.
All right, here we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Harley Carrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes, on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the boss and PvP have fled.